What is happening, everybody? Welcome to Season 4, Episode 7 of Sports Bar Talk. Alright, let's dig right in real quick. The picks last week, I'm trying to remember who we were on. I believe we were on the Chargers. That's a win. Steelers, they're not. It's the beginning of the end for the Steelers. They're going to lose the division. The Ravens have an easy schedule. They've got Lamar back tonight. Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin doesn't know how to adjust. The defense just continues to give up big plays. The smallest thing can go wrong for this Steelers defense, and it just deflates them. A chunk play, a like 70-yard pass to Tucker Kraft that shouldn't have been 70 yards, should have been a sack. Love heaves up a ball that is miraculously caught by Kraft, just deflates the team. And then you blame the offense. Just makes no sense to me. The offense did have some issues on Sunday. It wasn't Cincinnati, but it's not looking good for the Steelers. And I will tell you this, as a Steelers fan, they were lucky to beat the Jets week one. They were very lucky. They were really lucky to beat the Patriots. I didn't feel confident after the Patriots game at all, because the offense didn't play good. The defense didn't play good. It's just New England kept coughing up the football. The defense was horrible. The Vikings game, Tomlin's clock management at the end of that game, they should have lost that game. Carson Wentz froze a pick at the end there. Steelers get very lucky. The only game they really should have won that I think they would have won regardless was the Browns. So they're even they're lucky to have four wins, because really, they should be a one-win football team as a Steelers fan. And the national media just loves Tomlin. Every time they start 4-1, it feels like every year this happens. The Steelers are Super Bowl contenders. Well, guess what? Us local Steelers fans, diehard, who listen to 93.7 The Fan every day, we know this team is terrible and that we are realists. We're not optimists. So I don't know what the deal is with the national media loving on the Pittsburgh Steelers every year, but Aaron Rodgers isn't the problem. And honestly, he's not the problem. I don't know where I was getting at there, but he's not the problem. So we lost the Steelers. We got the Chiefs, though. We did get the Chiefs. No Jaden Daniels. You had Mariota. They had a moment there where it looked like they might make it interesting. Two picks by Mahomes in the first quarter, but they basically got nowhere. And then what was the Sunday night game this past week? It was a good game, I do remember. I got to look this up, because that'll remind me what we had in that game. It was the Steelers game. Well, okay, 4-25. What do we... Oh, we lost the Cowboys. That's right. Here I was thinking the Steelers were the national game. But, yeah. Let's dig into it. I'm going to come up with a restaurant of the week on the fly, because I never... Actually, no. I do have a place in mind. You'll find that out when we get closer. But let's start with the picks, as always. By the way, quick World Series update. The Blue Jays are one win away from bringing the World Series to Canada. Three games to two. Game six will be tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, your local Fox station. If for some reason we've got an audience in Canada, Sportsnet. If the Dodgers win tomorrow night, game seven would be Saturday night. That would be also on your local Fox station, I believe, at the same time. If for some reason they don't go... If the Blue Jays win tomorrow night, Fox would end up airing a college football game. I don't know which college football game it would be, but I think it would be whatever game's airing at FS1 at that time. So, just a warning that is a programming update. I still feel like the Dodgers can make it interesting. We will see. But the Blue Jays look really good. Even after that 18-inning game, we thought that would be a deflating loss for them. It was not. They have gone the complete opposite of what we expected. And just when you think the Blue Jays are down in the dumps and we count them out, they come right back and prove us wrong. So that's your little baseball update. By this time next week, we will either have the first back-to-back champion since 2000, or the Blue Jays will once again reign supreme for Canada. So let's get to the NFL picks. We've got Ravens and Dolphins. Here's another example of counting someone out. Just when we thought the Dolphins were deflated, you know, maybe Mike McDaniels lost the locker room. They come out and they beat Atlanta, a team no one can seem to figure out, the Atlanta Falcons. You come out, you look really good against Buffalo, beat them, and then just lay two complete eggs against the 49ers and now the Dolphins. So the team is super inconsistent, the Falcons, but we're not talking about the Falcons today. We're talking about Dolphins-Ravens. Big news for the Ravens, as I mentioned a couple minutes ago, Lamar is back. Now, they did beat the Bears on Sunday with Snoop Huntley at quarterback, and maybe they should have went to Snoop all along instead of Cooper Rush, because Snoop was slinging the ball. And Derrick Henry had a nice touchdown run. Andrews had a decent game. Do you notice now national tight ends, by the way? It was really the day of the backup tight end. A lot of the backups were feasting. Charlie Kohler caught a touchdown pass for the Ravens. I know Jake Tungus caught one for the 49ers. I think there were some other backups that caught one. But, yeah. So, Lamar is back. That is huge. Dolphins, they're an injury-ridden team right now. We'll go to the injury report. We obviously know Tyreek Hill is not going to go. He's out for the year. I believe it was that leg issue. He snapped it, and I forget which game that was. It might have been the Monday night doubleheader game. But, no, they're not as banged up as I thought. Bradley Chubb, I guess, is the biggest name on here. Didn't practice Monday. Was limited Tuesday and Wednesday. He's going to be a game-time decision with a shoulder/foot issue. Alec Ingold, neck issue, but he looks like he's good to go. Tua, left thumb/little stomach bug, looks like he's good to go, full participant. So is their Malik Washington, who's probably more of their second wide receiver now, alongside Jalen Waddle, full participant with a knee. One of the backup tight ends, Julian Hill, is out with an ankle injury. He didn't practice all week. So that's mainly the Dolphins' injuries. As far as Baltimore, not much. The big one was Lamar. Ronnie Stanley would be the other big name on here. Was limited Monday and Tuesday, but he was a full participant yesterday with an ankle injury. So, he's not listed on the injury report. He is good to go. So, I'm going to keep this one brief. The game's in Miami. The Ravens are 7.5-point favorites. Give me Baltimore. I think they're going to start reminding. This is their first big game on the national stage. They show the NFL they're still for real. And don't give up on us yet. And I still think the Ravens have a chance to be dangerous and make a run in January. They just have to get in. And tonight's the first step for that. All right, so Ravens -7.5. We go now to, let's see, where do I want to go next? We're going to end with that Bills-Chiefs game. Okay, Cardinals-Cowboys on Monday Night Football. Cardinals come off of the bye week. It looks like Kyler Murray will be back. We'll have to see. He's been dealing, of course, with his injuries. Unfortunately, though, like with these Monday Night Football games, you don't really get a injury report until like later on today. And I'm recording this at about 11:30 on Thursday morning. So, I can't tell you much. I mean, we can go through Kyler specifically, but anyone else, we cannot. It's interesting. It looks like he's going to return. We'll see. I think it's a good option to play him in fantasy football, especially with how the Cowboys are on defense. But in terms of Dallas, we'll focus more on them. Tough loss to Denver. Looked like it was more self-depleted mistakes. Dak turned the ball over a little too much, and Denver was able to capitalize. But, so they just looked a little off that game. Yes, CeeDee Lamb played good. They had some issues. They got to, like, the one-yard line a couple times, and they couldn't punch it in. But, so no injury report there. I'm not going to spend too much time on this game. Just, you need to know the Cowboys are 2.5-point favorites. You know, I like this Cardinals team, but I think Dallas at home, They get the win. Just give me Dallas simply to win. Yeah, Dallas to win. And then let's go to Sunday Night Football. In FedEx Field, you've got Seattle coming to town, taking on the Commanders. Of course, we just talked about the Commanders, and they're getting help back. I think Jaden Daniels will be back. Sad news, though, Terry McLaurin re-injured his quad, so he will not play. So that's a little bit of a blow, but I think they're going to be fine. You've got a good receiving core. Debo Samuel, Luke McCaffrey, journeyman tight end Zach Ertz. They're a good team. They'll be fine. They have great running backs, Bill Kroski Merritt. I think he's like the one they use the most. I don't know if they use anyone else, but Jaden Daniels was a full participant yesterday in practice with that hamstring. Trying to see if there's any notable names on here. Bobby Wagner was a full participant with a thumb. Von Miller didn't practice because of rest, so that he'll give it a go. On the Seattle side of things, let's see. Sam Darnold was on the injury report with a chest issue. Full participant, though. Cooper Kupp, heel issue. Full participant. Eric Saubert's one of the backup tight ends. He did not practice with calf injury. But pretty, I mean, some rest. But you see that normally with the veteran guys. So, not much there in terms of injury reports. We'll see how the Commanders do. They need to get some wins racked up here. I believe they have like a 3-5 or 3-6 record. They need to get a little mojo going. This was about the time last year when they made their run. They had the Hail Mary against the Bears, and then they just went on that run. And that propelled themselves to go to the playoffs. And, of course, the NFC title game against Philly. So, yeah, in terms of this game, they're getting free points, and I actually think they're going to cover the free points. I think Jaden Daniels being back is huge. It gives you some mobility that, yes, Marcus Mariota can run the ball, but Jaden Daniels, he's more agile. He can break tackles more easier. So, I think the Commanders can cover this. Expect FedEx Field to be rocking. Seattle, great team, especially Bobby Wagner going up against his old team. So, you know, the revenge game angle is going to be huge there for Bobby. So, I think the Commanders cover the free points. I would not be surprised if they win. Would not be surprised at all. And then we go to Buffalo. 4:25. The featured game on CBS. It's the only game they're airing at 425. You will get this game wherever you live in the country. And it's a big, and of course, Chiefs Bills is always so big. CBS, for the second year in a row, is going to Buffalo to cover this game. At least the NFL Today will be on site a la College Game Day. Of course, since it's the only game, you get Nance and Romo calling the game. Kansas City and Buffalo. And, of course, the Chiefs, you know, they started 0-2. They seem to be getting it together a little bit. Buffalo, we know they struggled against, early on in the season at least. They started 4-0. But then, you know, a loss to Atlanta. The shocker to the Patriots, which really isn't much of a shocker now. Look at how the Patriots have been playing. And then, just easily demolishing Carolina 40-9, but they weren't impressed. They were not impressed by the effort. Now they get their first real test since that Ravens game. And I can tell you right now, Buffalo will be rocking, like it always is for Chiefs Bills. It should be a phenomenal game. Now, let's look at Kansas City's side of things. You know, they had the tough start, 0-2. You beat the Giants. You beat the Ravens. The tough loss to the Jaguars. But they've responded, winning their last three games by two possessions. Lions 30-17. They shut out the Raiders 31-0. Of course, they beat the Commanders this past Monday 28-7. So this is a team that looks like they are peaking at the right time. I used to say we're going to take Mahomes in this situation all the time. But I truly believe Buffalo might have the better offense. They have the better defense. They've got Bills Mafia on their side. I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like in this game, but I don't think weather is much of a factor with Kansas City and Buffalo. They always play some great games. And the Chiefs, they'll probably be more aggressive in this game. They have their bye week next week. But that's not going to steer me off who I'm picking in this game. Real quick, injury reports for this football game. In terms of Buffalo, Terrell Pernard, linebacker, full participant yesterday with an ankle injury. Matt Milano, pec injury, full participant yesterday. Prater was limited with a right calf. He's the kicker. Shaq Thompson, outside linebacker, limited with a hamstring issue. So something to monitor there. Those are the big names. Kansas City side of the ball. Hollywood Brown did not practice. It doesn't say why. It just says Hollywood Brown on the injury label. That is a glitch. Isaiah Pacheco had a knee issue. There's no markings there of if he practiced, if he was limited. Kareem Hunt, ankle issue, full participant. Of course, he had two touchdowns against Washington this past Monday. Rashard Smith, their third string back, full participant with a toe injury. And those are the big ones, I think. Nick Bolton, linebacker, full with a knee injury, but it looks like these guys are gonna go. So the line is 1.5. Chiefs are favored. But we're gonna take Buffalo to win. I know the Chiefs probably want to get revenge for last regular season. But I do believe that Buffalo has, you know, the conference championship. Buffalo lost. So, I think Buffalo wins this game. Buffalo, again, they have historically in the regular season in this Mahomes-Allen rivalry, Buffalo owns the regular season. And I expect that trend to continue. So, give me the Bills to win. So, picks this week. Ravens, -7.5. Bills to win. Commanders to cover free, and Dallas to win. Alright, restaurant of the week. And while I was suffering through watching this Pittsburgh Steelers game Sunday night, we did order pizza for this game. We were going to get one of my favorite places, Guido's, but they were closing at 8 o'clock, so it was a little too late. So we got a place I've had their pizza before, but it's been cold. So I got to try this hot. I'm talking about Green Lantern Pizza. Now, I believe they're only in the Detroit area. Yes, they're all over the Detroit metro area. But it's good pizza. So, chances are, if you're listening in the Detroit area, you've got a Green Lantern near you. Their pizzas are amazing. So, they have Detroit style. They also have round, and I think it actually might be a little Greek/New York style pizza. What you could do is you choose your size, you choose how you want it. They also have the 8 corners pizza, which is all corner slices. That is highly recommended, I hear. They call it an octopi. They also have cauliflower crust. They have pizza bowls, so you can get like the pizza toppings and everything. And it doesn't have dough. Maybe great for some, that might be a good gluten-free option. But I got a large cheese round pizza with ham. Parents split a veggie pie Detroit style. We also got wings. They were pretty good. I asked for them well done, like extra crispy. They were not crispy at all. Got half honey barbecue, half General Tso's. They were pretty good though. And I do believe they make their own blue cheese as well. So that was really good. Of course, their cheesy bread is called Lantern Bread. That was really good. Cannot beat that. But, you know, other things they have on the menu, they have Reubens, corned beef. They have their own, the Green Lantern Reubens, what they call their Reuben. You get corned beef or turkey, comes with Swiss, Thousand Island, and then they're famous for their coleslaw. I'm not a big coleslaw guy, but if you like coleslaw, you might have to go try it because it is apparently world famous. They have their specialty pizzas. You know, they have an Hawaiian pizza, BLT, barbecue chicken, chicken Siciliano, and everything pizza, which I think is just every topping on the pizza. Supreme, super special. It's a good, like, chain pizza place. Like, Midwestern pizza chain. Detroit-style pizza chain. We get a lot of... we get a lot of their coupons. And so... they really have good pizza. So, Green Lantern, they're all throughout the Detroit metro area. Alright, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I'll see you next week on Sports Bar Talk. Were we at the best seat in the house?